But in a passage like this, we get some sense of the ancient Indian Buddhist culture and mythology surrounding the Buddha. It's interesting, though, when we look through Pali texts, the oldest Buddhist texts, you actually see the different layers in the tradition with regard to the Buddha. You can see the sort of, you know, the different ways in which people are seeing the Buddha, and perhaps the layers of history in the compilation of the canon. There are passages where the Buddha clearly has no distinguishing marks. He doesn't stand out, even to his followers. There's a beautiful story, one of my favourite stories in the Pali text, where a young monk, he's been ordained by a disciple of the Buddha, he comes to a farm and asks to stay in the barn. And the farmer says, yes, you can stay in the barn, but there is another wanderer there, so you know, you'll have to share it with him. And he goes in and he starts to talk to this wanderer, who's, you know, quite a venerable monk, obviously, you know, another son of the Shakyan, because when they talk, they share the same kind of approach to the Dharma. And the monk says, well, I'm a follower of the Buddha. Well, after a while, it starts to emerge that he's actually with the Buddha. And he's so shocked and moved. It's very, very beautiful passage. So the Buddha's obviously not standing out with a bump on his head and great big long arms and webbed hands and feet and chakras and, you know, halos and all the rest of it. He's just an ordinary man. And, you know, the young monk discovers he's the Buddha through communication. In the very same Pali scriptures, a different sutta, but the very same collection of scriptures, you get the story of Brahmins who, a Brahmin teacher, he has heard lots about this Gautama Buddha character. He's a great teacher. And he says to his Brahmin disciples, I want you to go and see if he's got the marks. Go and check him out. So they go and have a good look at the Buddha in the assembly, and they come back, yes, he's got all the marks. It's actually, in some cases, some of the things are described very, very beautiful, like the way the Buddha communicates, how his voice fills the room, but it's not too loud, not too soft, and how everybody feels that he's talking to them individually and personally, even though he's talking to a huge number of people. But yes, the Buddha, they come back, yeah, the Buddha's got all the gear. So you can see the sort of layers in the tradition there that, you know, obviously early Buddhists didn't necessarily see the Buddha with all these marks.